Take your Bibles, please. Turn to the book of Lamentations, chapter 3. Lamentations, chapter 3. We'll read verses 11 through 14 together. We'll read this passage responsively. Lamentations, chapter 3. It's right between Jeremiah and Ezekiel. Lamentations chapter 3, verses 11 through 14. He hath turned aside my ways and pulled me in pieces. He hath made me desolate. He hath bent his bow and set me as a mark for the arrow. He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. I was a derision to all my people, and their song all the day. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us here. Lord, though the weather might be a bit chilly outside, the warmth of the Holy Spirit is in this place. And thank you for that. Thank you for our preacher, a man that walks with you, a man that spends just unbelievable hours with you for us. Father, that would be all in vain if we would not listen to the teaching and the preaching. May we tune our hearts to what the preacher has so that we might get from you what you have for us today, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
We read earlier from Lamentations chapter 3. I'm going to use a verse specifically from this passage. Verse number 13, it says, He hath caused the arrows of his quiver to enter into my reins. When it's talking about the He here, it is talking about God. It says that God is shooting arrows, and the target is the reins of man's heart. Lamentations, God inspires Jeremiah, and God has Jeremiah write these words, and God said, Jeremiah writes, he said, God is shooting arrows at me, and he is shooting arrows at the reins of my heart. And God is telling us, he wants us to take a few shots at what truly controls our heart. God wants the reins of your heart to be in his hands. The word reins here, we could illustrate it by describing it, you know, just like that piece of equipment that's used by a horse trainer, someone riding a horse, that thing, that the controlling device, if you will. I have a set of reins here. You put the bit in the horse's mouth, and then you use these long straps of leather. There are two of them, one for the right side of the horse, one for the left side of the horse. The rider then hangs on to the reins to guide that horse. Brother Young, why don't you come up here and help me for a second? You remind me of a horse a little bit. All right. Now, what I want you to do is I think you can put this, put yourself in that, and what's going to happen, there you go. Well, let's turn it around. We're going to actually, excuse us while I get him dressed, okay? Okay, I want you to put that like that. I think that'll work for you. Okay, now I'm going to whip this thing around here. Okay, now if you'll raise your paw. Okay. Now, I'm going to hang on to him just like this. And Brother Young, why don't you do this? Why don't you hold this out in front of you a little bit? Now, what I can do is I've got a hold of the reins, and if I want to turn him to the left, I can tug left. If I want to turn him right, I can tug on the right side. If I want him to stop, I just give him a yank like that. If I want him to go, I can loosen up, and I can get him to go, and then I can stop him. Now, God is saying, I want to control the reins of your heart. You see, You picture Brother Young, that's you, that's your heart. And God said that I want you to give me the reins of your heart. In a way, the reins are your heart. But what God is virtually saying is, you've got a heart, and you've got there's a controlling device for your heart. And God said, if you were smart, you would put the reins of your heart into my hands. We're to be a little bit like a horse. And God is to be the rider, and God is to be in control. Now, Brother Young, I'm just going to let this fall, and if you'd like to go over and sit down, I may call upon you from time to time and ask for your help. So God comes to you and to me, and he says, by way of illustrating so that we can understand it, God says, you're a bit like a horse. God said, I've put a bridle on you. I've put these this bit in your mouth. And he said, I would like to get a hold of the reins so I can guide you. And let me remind you of something. All of us think somehow that we can guide ourselves, but the best guide for your life is God. God knows what he's doing. God can guide you through the hardships of life, and he knows exactly what's going on. But you know, I got to thinking about this. If God says, you're a bit like a horse, and you've got reins, and God said, the one that's supposed to be the rider, the one that's supposed to be in control is God. But I wonder what kind of horse God would see you as. What kind of horse would God picture you as? Are you a wild, unbroken, uncontrollable horse? You ever been around a horse that nobody's ever ridden? Well, I'll tell you what, just yanking and fighting, we'd call it a bucking bronco, out of control, wild. Somebody said, you know, I announced this morning that we're going to have donkey basketball at our watch night service. And yesterday in the men's staff meeting, we were talking about it and preparing for it. And we'll be over in the gymnasium, and we'll have the donkeys in there. And one of our assistant pastors said, well, Brother Owens, how close to those donkeys will the crowd be? I said, well, we'll be up there pretty close. He said, do we not? Is there a possibility that the donkey could get out of hand and somebody could get kicked? I said, yeah, and I know who I'm going to put on the front row. but you know, if it got out of hand, what would happen? Let me ask you a question. As God looks at you, I wonder what kind of horse you are. I mean, are you that wild, untamed, and as far as God riding you, could God climb on, and could you go forward? If God tried to grab a hold of those reins, are you wild and out of control? There are some people in here, though, as a Christian, you become a workhorse for God. You get the job done. You didn't mind God putting that bridle on you. You didn't mind God putting that bit in your mouth. You didn't mind God grabbing a hold of those reins and guiding you and directing you and getting something out of your life. But some, you might be saved, but you're wild. You can't be controlled. You've not put the reins of your life into God's hands. There are some that are workhorses. Hey, there are some in here, you know, and Brother Jones, you know a lot about horses. There are some horses you can just tell by their temperament they're good with kids. That you get them around children and they're calm, and the kids are not afraid of them and they're not afraid of the horses. There are some people in here, you've given God the reins of your heart, and you do pretty good working with the kids in Sunday school and in church and on a bus route. Hey, there are some people who are nothing but show horses. Now, truth is, I think show horses are beautiful, but other than that, they're not worth a whole lot. You don't take a show horse and hook up a plow to him. But are you nothing but a show horse as far as a Christian's concerned? You just want to show off. You just want to show everybody your stuff and strut a little bit. You may look beautiful on the outside, but you're not much good for anything other than that. I'm going to give you one of my little philosophies of life. I think pickup trucks are for hauling stuff. I know how some of you are going to feel about this, but I don't mind you throwing a bunch of 2x4s in the back of my pickup. Now, there are some people, they don't use the back of their pickup for stuff. It's all for show. You know what I mean? I'm glad if somebody's got a beautiful horse, but I think I respect the horse that gets something done more than the horse that just everybody stares at it. What kind of horse would you be? And God said, I want the reins of your life. Are you that wild, uncontrolled, unbroken, bucking bronco that's going to do everything your way and go your way and do what you want? Nobody's going to harness you. Or have you decided to become a workhorse for God? Have you decided to submit yourself and make yourself usable to help children? Or are you nothing but a show horse? You like to come in to church and look religious and put on your front, but the truth is, you don't do anything for God. You're just a show horse. Oh, you might look a little bit like you love God, but the truth is, you're just a showpiece. That's all you are. Or maybe you just don't do anything for God. Are you ready for the glue factory? You have no purpose in life in regard to what you do for God. Now, listen. Have you ever seen maybe a picture of a horse where they put blinders on a horse? Keep that horse. Are you the kind of person that God feels got to put blinders on you because you're always distracted? You can't keep your mind on spiritual things. You can't lock in and say, you know what? I'm going to be a good Christian. I'm not going to let the world get me off track. I'm not going to let this get me off track or that off track. God always feels like he's trying to blind you to everything in this world because as a horse, you're galloping along as a Christian. And the next thing you know, you're chasing over here and you're chasing over there. And God's saying, what are you doing? It's pretty hard when God's got a hold of those reins and you can't lock in on the target and get along in life and make something happen. We had a neighbor next door to the house and back when I was living with my dad and mom when I was just a young man, and they had horses and they had a lot of land and they'd let those horses run. He always had one horse they could hardly ever find. I don't know why. But every time you turn around, this one particular horse, they'd be going out to get that horse. Where's that horse? Haven't seen that horse. Where's that horse? Are you that kind of a horse? Every time you turn around, God's looking for you. It's church time, but where are you at? Where's that horse? Where's that horse? It's time to do something for God, but where are you at? You can't be found. Do you spook easily? You know, as I was thinking about, God said, give me the reins of your life. God has to deal with a lot of different kind of horses in the Christian field, doesn't he? He has to deal with a lot of different kind of people, but to whatever kind of horse you'd be, whatever your heart is really like, God said, give me your reins. Give me your reins. Let me have control of your life. I got to looking in the Bible. I discovered principle after principle where God says, I want the reins of your heart. I want the reins of your life. Let me share some of those with you today. Let me share with you where God actually uses the word reins. He said, give me the reins of your heart. For instance, let me say, first of all, God sees the reins of your heart. He sees them. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse number 12 says this, but O Lord of hosts, that triest the righteous and seest the reins and the heart. Here the Bible says that God sees your reins. Now, you may not really see it spiritually like you should, but the Bible is virtually saying God looks down, he looks at your heart. Brother Young, stand up here. God looks down, he looks at your heart, and he notices, he sees those reins dangling there. You may not see it. You may not spiritually recognize it, but God knows somebody's going to be in control of your heart. And you may wake up on Monday morning and not think a thing about it, but the Bible said, God seeth the reins of your heart. In other words, God's very interested in who is in control of your heart. Who's making the decisions about where your heart will go, what your heart will do, how your heart will behave every day of your life? God looks at your heart and he says, I wonder who they will hand the reins to today. That's something God's very familiar with. That's something that God gives much attention to. And just so you know, the better Christian you are, the more frequently you are aware of who has the reins of your life. Good Christians are people that are constantly making sure God has the reins of their life. Bad Christians are the ones that forget that God wants to be in control and they go do their own thing. And so God, he says, I see those reins. Thank you, Brother Young. God sees the truth about your heart's reins. God sees, hey, God sees what others do not see about the reins of your heart. You know, you could say to all of us, well, God has control of my heart, but God knows the truth about who has the reins of your heart. You know, you may not be able to see who has the reins of my heart. I may not be able to see who has the reins of your heart, but God sees who has the reins of everybody's heart. You can fool me, I can fool you, neither one of us can fool God. God sees the reins of your heart. God knows who has control of your heart. Let's find a seat and everybody be seated down. Let's be still and look right this way. You see, the Bible says in Jeremiah 20, verse 12, it says, and seest the reins and the heart. God sees what others cannot see. I think God sees what you sometimes don't even see or you don't choose to see about who has your heart's reins. I mean, I think sometimes we just think that if we mosey through life, that we have just, we gave God the reins of our heart a long time ago, and therefore he still has them. No, it is a daily decision as to whether or not you will let God control your attitude and your spirit and your life for that day. It's not the kind of thing where you say, okay, God, I turn my life over to you, and then you think, okay, it's a done deal. I gave God the reins. No, every day, Brother Young, stand up here, if you will, again. I believe that every day of your life, and sometimes often during the day, you got to say, okay, God, here you go. Make the decision. Okay, God, here you go. You be in control. Okay, God, here you go. You lead me. You didn't do it one day 10 years ago and say, God, take over my life, and it's a done deal from that point on. It's a little bit like marriage. The guy got married, and then 2 or 3 years later, his wife said, what in the world's wrong with you? He said, I got to looking at the wedding license. I thought that thing was for 1 year. Did you know it's permanent? He said, I thought it was like my hunting license. So I'd have to choose to renew. It's not like that, folks. It's not like that with the reins of your heart. You don't say to God, okay, God, here's my life. Take it and use it. And then you ignore that decision. You are constantly deciding who has the reins of your heart. You make that in each decision that you make. You have to say to yourself, okay, do I make this decision with God or without God? So the Bible says that God seeth the reins of your heart. Thank you, Brother Young. All day long, every day, God is watching to see who will you hand the reins of your heart to. Secondly, we say outwardly with our lips that we are under his control, but the reins of our heart may be far from his control. Let me show you a verse that says that. In Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 2 and 3, the Bible says this, thou hast planted them, yea, they have taken root, they grow, yea, they bring forth fruit, thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. Huh. Thou art near in their mouth, but far from their reins. God knows when our life does not match our lips. God knows it. God said, I see you talking, Jesus talk, but you're not walking, Jesus walk. God is saying, you may talk a real spiritual talk, but God said, all I have to do is look to see who's in control of the reins of your heart, and no matter what you say, it is not what you say, it's who is in control of your heart. God knows when you say, oh, well, I am giving because I love him. God, all he has to do is look at your heart and see if you're giving just to get glory for you. Stand up here, Brother Young. God says, I look down. I see the reins of your heart. I see it. I know the truth about it. And you say, I'm doing what I'm doing for the glory of God. All God has to do is look to see who has the reins. He does not go by your words. He goes by your heart. He goes by what's going on inside you. That's because we can all put up such a good front. I give what I give because I love the Lord. God said, that's funny. Here's what most of us are doing. Take those reins, if you will, sir. Most of us have a hold of our own reins. And if I may tell you something, that's why a lot of you do this in life. You sit and spin. You play religion, but you're not going anywhere. You say you love God, but you're not getting anywhere. You're not really making anything happen. Why? You got to hold your own reins. You say, I give because I love God. God said, you give me those reins. I know why you give. I know why you do what you do. You can fool me. I can fool you. But you can't fool God. God knows whether he has the reins or not. It's not your lips. God's not looking for lip service. He's looking for life service. Thank you, Brother Young. God knows when you, God knows when you are leading for yourself. There's some people who want to be a blessing to God, and there's some people that just want to get the job done. There are others, they're position seekers. I want to be exalted. I want to be in charge. I want to be lifted up. There are some that just want to get the job done. Why? They're servants. You say, I'm leading for God's sake. You can tell me that, and I can tell you that, but God knows who has your reins. It's not what you say that counts. It's what you are that counts. God said, I see the reins. Remember, these are the invisible reins of the heart. And God comes along and says, I see them. I see them daily. I see them on every decision that you make. And then God says, he said, and the verse is in Jeremiah chapter number 12, verse number 2, it says, thou art near in their mouth and far from their reins. God knows that you stand up and say, well, I'm going to sing a song, and I just want to glorify God in my song. God knows immediately if you're just spouting off or you're true. Again, you can fool me. I can fool you. And you say with your mouth anything you want to say. But God's not watching your lips. God doesn't have to read lips. God reads reins. God looked at your heart, and you were out there, oh, I just love Jesus, love God so much. Gonna season your soul with song. And God says, sucker, you're a liar. You're up there, and all you're doing is showing yourself off, and you want everybody to come praise you and pat you on the back. And you say, how do you know that? God said, I wasn't watching your lips. I was watching your life. I was watching the reins of your heart. I know, God said, who is in control. You tell others, God has the reins of my heart. God knows whether your reins are in his hand or not. God knows we talk a spiritual talk, but are we walking the spiritual walk? God knows the difference. And so, we see that God sees the reins of our heart. Jeremiah chapter 20, verse number 12. Then secondly, when we speak outwardly with our lips, God knows if he inwardly has our reins. Jeremiah chapter 12, verse 2 and 3. Thirdly, God tries the reins of our hearts. He tries them. He tests them. Jeremiah chapter 17, verse number 10, the Bible says this, I, the Lord, search the heart. I try the reins. God said, I will try your reins. I will test your reins. Psalm chapter 7, verse number 9 says, oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just for the righteous. God trieth the hearts and the reins. God said, I'm going to test those reins. I'm going to test who controls your reins. Psalm chapter 26, verse number 2 says, examine me, O Lord, and prove me. Try my reins in my heart. You know, God may allow some things to come in your life to see if you're going to trust him through those things. God, I don't know what you're going through right now. There are some of you might be saying, Brother Owens, I'm going through a really, really, really tough time. Well, let me recommend something. Don't take the reins out of God's hand at this moment. You say, my life is like a fucking Bronco right now, and I feel like we're racing, and I'm afraid. As long as you look back and you make sure that God's got a hold of those reins, everything's going to be fine. But the dumbest thing you could do right now when life's getting tough is go and stand up here, if you will, Brother Young. Here's my horse. We're going through some tough times. Okay, horse, really make it look tough out there for me, will you? I mean, we're going through some tough times. Let me tell you what you better not do. You better not reach around and take the reins out of God's hand. Take them, Brother Young. You say, look, I'm afraid. That's okay. Keep the reins in God's hand. You say, I'm hurting. Keep the reins in God's hand. You're not going to help yourself by taking the reins out of God's hand. You better trust your Maker. You better trust the one who said, I know all about you. He knows every turn in life you need to make. Some of you are going to take the reins out of God's hand, and you are going to start guiding yourself. You think you're pretty smart, don't you? You think you have the answer. Your problem is you have no faith in God. The problem is you're away from God, and you're about to yank the reins out of His hand. Let me tell you something. When life is running fast and life seems to be getting tough and you're on tough terrain, God knows when you ought to turn this way, and God knows when to stop you, and God knows when to let you run. God knows what He's doing. Why do you trust yourself more than you trust God? Thank you, Brother Young. You see, God tries the reins of your heart. Life may come, the devil may come and try to knock those reins out of your hand. Don't let that happen to you. You just keep looking back and saying, God, hang on. God, I want you to direct me. I want you to guide me. God, test your reins. You know something? For some of you, God may be doing you a favor. There are some of you, you may be going through some hardship, and it may be that you're going through it because God said, I do not have the reins of your life right now. And by you going through the hardship, you're going to realize you need guidance and you need help. You might be smart to turn around, reach back, grab those reins and say, God, I can't do this by myself. God, I'm away from you. God, I'm my pride has gotten the best of me. God, I have outnumbered myself and now I'm in a mess. And you reach out and you grab those reins and you say, okay, God, here, help me out of this mess. Because some of you have self-inflicted mess in your life. You never did give God the reins of your life. Or you did it one time and you took them back. And now your life, you feel like, boy, I'm just being tossed and turned. And that old horse is going crazy. And the reins are bouncing. Reach down, grab the reins, hand it to God. Say, God, lead me through this thing. God may yank on it and slow you down. God may turn you right or turn you left. He may cut you loose and run. But you can't do it by yourself. You're not supposed to be doing it by yourself. And God said, I will try the reins of your heart. There's some of you, you say, I want to be used of God. I want to be used of God in a big way. All right? You say, Brother Owen, sincerely, God has the reins of my heart. God may say, if I'm going to use you in a big way, I'm going to have to see if you can handle the tough terrain. I'm to see if you can handle a few storms of life. Because you see, if you can't take it when the hardship's a little rough, how are you going to take it when hardship's big rough? It may be that God will test you a little bit. It may be that you'll sacrifice something little now so God can figure out if you'll sacrifice something big later. God may put you in a situation now that is His testing ground for later. What's He doing? He's testing the reins in your life. Brother Young, if you'll stand up here, I want to give all of you a little piece of advice. If I were you, I would hand the reins to God. And I'd just wrap your hand around about four times and say, and I'd say, God, put me through what you want. I'm going to hang on. I'm going to hang on. Look, you say, I feel like I'm being drugged through the dirt. Hang on. Hang on. Hang on. Don't you turn your back on God. Don't you give up on God. Don't lose your faith in God. You may be going through a testing time. You may be going through a difficult time. What do? Hey, you just make sure you let God. Don't try to yank the reins out of his hand. You say, God, hang on, hang on, hang on, hang on. I don't want to do it myself. I'm going to let you see me through this. See, we may go through a testing time. Thank you, Brother Young. God said, God trieth the hearts and the reins. Some of you be shocked. You'd be shocked. Even as a human being, it's not hard. testing teaches me things about me. When I go through tests, I figure out if I fail or I flunk. And if I flunk, I guess I better get ready for the next test a little harder. You'd be shocked at how much testing teaches me about you. All I got to do is watch you long enough. Once you go through a couple tests, we'll figure out what you are. We'll figure out if you're real. We'll figure out if you mean it. We'll figure out if you're an opportunist. We'll figure out if you're on board. Yeah, sure. God tries those reins. God tests your reins. Hey, it may be that somebody in here, you've handed God the reins of your life, and you say, boy, I'm going through a really tough time right now. You know something? It might be that because God